The coronavirus has hurt 90% of small businesses in the U.S. by John Carney on May 14, 2020. Nearly 90% of small business owners say their companies have been hurt by the coronavirus. A little over half of small businesses in the U.S. say they have experienced a large negative effect from the pandemic, according to a new survey conducted by the Commerce Department. Another 38.5% said they have experienced a moderate negative effect. Just 7.6% of businesses report no effect. A small positive effect was reported by 1.7% and a large positive effect by 0.8%. The impact varies across the states. In New York, the center of the outbreak in the U.S., 62.2% of small businesses saw large negative effects and another 31.8% saw small negative effects, a combined negative of 94%. In South Dakota, where Governor Kristi Noem has declined to issue a broad shutdown order, just 32.7% of small businesses experienced large negative effects. Small negative effects were reported by 45.1%, a combined negative of 77.8%. The effects on small businesses are not necessarily tied directly to the prevalence of the virus. In Hawaii, which has relatively few infections and just 17 coronavirus deaths, 56.6% of businesses said they experienced large negative effects and 39.6% saw small negative effects. With a combined negative score of 96.2%, that arguably makes it worse off than New York. Pennsylvania and Michigan, both hotspots for resistance to the shutdown orders, have felt outsized economic impacts. In Pennsylvania, 59.7% report large impacts and 32.1% small negative impacts, combining for 91.8%. In Michigan, 64.5% report large negative effects and 29.2% report small negative effects, a combined 93.7%. Nationwide, 74% of small businesses say sales have dropped due to coronavirus. In Michigan, 79.7% of businesses say they lost revenue. In Pennsylvania, 74.1%. In New York, 77.3%. In South Dakota, 59.7%. In Hawaii, 81.1%.